South of Prague, near the town of Příbram, is a decommissioned military airstrip just off the highway. Before you see any sign of the airport, you see the sky above filled with parachutes gently falling towards the earth. Welcome to the Příbram drop zone. The man in command of this place is checking the flight manifest, or passenger list, and scanning the skies with a high-tech pair of binoculars.
Hello, what is your name?
My name is Rudolf.
And what is your job here?
My job? I'm a director of the airport, so... And now, today, I'm responsible for all jumps.
And how many people will jump today?
Two kind of people. We have passenger for the tandem jumps, and then a certified jumper. So the certified jumpers we have now about, today, 20, 25, and about 80, maybe 85 tandem passengers.
And how many flights will take off today?
Hopefully 18, 20. I don't know, not yet.
Is today a busy day?
It's a normal day. As usual.
Are you a skydiver yourself?
Yes, of course.
How many jumps have you made?
I did 1,700. It's not enough.
And you still enjoy it?
Yeah, of course. I enjoy it.
Rudolf Sirhak shows me around the airfield where his company Sky Service is based. He says skydiving requires an orchestrated effort from many people. He lists the various members of his team.
If we are open, I need at least 5 people and as an employee. So today I think 5 packers, 6 tandem masters and 5 video flyers. So plus manifest, 2 people, 1 mechanic, 2 crews of the planes and myself.
And how high do the skydivers go when they jump out of the plane?
In metric, it's 4,000 meters, so it means 13,500 feet.
And at what altitude do they open their parachutes?
Usually about 1,000 meters, it's about 3,000 feet. Depends on the category, how experienced they are, and so on.
As people rush by with video equipment and unfurled parachute canopies bundled in their arms, others wait around nervously kicking the dirt. I find a tired-looking man named Herbert leaning against a rack of packed parachutes. He's wearing a jumpsuit rolled down to his waist and a t-shirt that reads Tandem Pilot across the chest.
I am Tandem Pilot here, jumping with people from 4,000 meters.
How many jumps have you made today?
Today I made 8. And we have 4 more, maybe.
What type of parachute do you use during a tandem jump?
It's Sigma. It's American type. It's made in America, USA.
Is it smaller or larger than a typical parachute?
It's a little bit larger because it's for 2 people. It must be twice larger than normal parachutes.
What's the largest person you've jumped with?
Wow, it's 200 centimeters and 125 kilograms, I think, yeah, if I remember, yeah.
Did it change the way you were diving?
No, the same, but it's a little bit faster. It's like 250 kilometers per hour. It's big people.
All around the drop zone, people are waiting on benches or at tables. Some sit stoically while others give nervous smiles and joke quietly. The harnesses that connect tandem passengers to their jump masters give them away as first-timers.
Hi there, what's your name?
My name is Jakub.
And are you going to jump out of an airplane today?
Yeah, I'm going to jump.
Is this your first jump?
Yeah, it is.
And are you afraid at all?
Yeah, just a bit, but we are the whole family here, so my relatives have already jumped before, so I know that it's okay. So.
Were they scared when they jumped?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
How did they feel after the jump?
Perfect. They said that it was absolutely gorgeous, absolutely perfect. So, yeah, as I said, I'm really excited.
5 minutes call for Turbolet load number 14.
As Jakub is called for his jump, there's a lot of activity in one of the nearby buildings, which features a wall of video equipment and computers. People come and go in a hurry, feeding images into machines, and then running off with DVDs in hand. Herbert explains what's going on.
This is our video man, faithful cameraman. They make a video for Tandem's customers, from four-way teams, or for everyone who wants some video from Freefall.
Do they have the camera mounted somehow?
Yeah, they have special helmets for it. And on the helmets they have a video camera and stills camera, and they have special switch and they can take picture during the freefall. They have very good skills in the skydiving. It's one of the best skydivers on this drop zone.
Across the room from the wall of video is an open space with brightly colored equipment spread across the floor. Stretching across the room in parallel lines are the central pieces of equipment here in the drop zone, the parachutes themselves.
They are packing parachute for us here. So this is our packers. It's most important people in this drop zone.
Do they have some sort of education how to pack a parachute?
Yeah, they have special license for packing. They pack parachute for students, for tandem masters, and sometimes for sportsmen.
How long does it take to pack a parachute?
It depends. Normal parachute takes 5 to 10 minutes. Tandem parachutes take around 15 minutes to 20 minutes. It depends on skills.
And how many parachutes will each one of these people pack today?
I'm not sure. I mean 30 to 50 per one day, because we are busy today.
How do they pack a parachute?
How? Okay, they must pack the canopy. It must be same way every time. After it, they put the canopy into container. After it, they must make care about the lines. And after they pack container into the harness, and they close the harness. That's all. It's very easy.